Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And the next chapter is Total Productive Maintenance, TPM, Total Productive Maintenance of Machines and Equipment. Very, very important chapter in the subject of world-class manufacturing, where we say that we have to reduce our wastages. We have to reduce machine downtime. And how to do that? TPM is the answer to that. Total productive maintenance. Let us discuss this in detail. The TPM concept was developed to support just in time. Because just in time will happen only if all machines are working without any downtime. Otherwise, just in time will flop because there will be interruptions in the line. The flow will be poor. The idle time will be very high. And then customer will not get the parts just in time. So for just in time, so many things are required which we discussed earlier, and one of them is TPM. You can't be lean if you don't have reliable equipment. What is lean? A continuous flow, without any idle time, without any wastages, without any defects, etc. So, you can't be lean unless you have reliable equipment. Quality and reliability are two things. Your quality can be good, but the part is not reliable, no use. So, machine and equipment has to be reliable. Total participation from top management to shop floor. We find that the involvement of top management is very poor. So for TPM, what is required is full involvement of the top management in the operations. Then relentless root cause analysis and elimination, prevention philosophy. It is said that prevention is better than cure. So prevention of breakdown, which will lead to zero breakdown, preventive maintenance, productive maintenance, predictive maintenance, all these things are there, which will result in zero breakdowns. Then zero idle time, machine idle time, and very good flow. So this is required. You can't be lean unless you have reliable equipment, total participation from top management, relentless root cause analysis, by Ishikawa diagram, five whys and elimination and prevention philosophy. You should have a mindset to prevent the defect, to prevent the breakdown, to prevent the accident, to prevent fire. Everywhere, prevention is better than cure, they say. Autonomous maintenance, visual controls, Kaizen approach. What is Kaizen? Continuous improvement in process. Continuous improvement in process, and Gemba Kaizen means I go to the workplace, look at the workplace and do the continuous improvement. Gemba Kaizen. So all this we will discuss. OEE. Earlier chapter I have explained this. OEE is overall equipment effectiveness. It is a metric to evaluate the effectiveness of your TPM improvements. I am successful in TPM or not? How to decide that? OEE must continuously increase. Overall equipment effectiveness. What is that? That I am going to tell you now. But overall equipment effectiveness, if it is not improving, your TPM is not successful. It's so simple. So we will see how to calculate overall effectiveness of the equipment. In order for an organization to function properly, every running process, every running activity and resource should be properly maintained. I always say that two things are very important. One is training and retraining. Secondly is maintenance. Maintain the equipment, maintain the machines, and then you will be successful in just in time for their quality, for their effectiveness and other productivity factors. What is effectiveness? Whatever is customer demand, you fulfill that demand in time. That is effectiveness. What is efficiency? You make more output than the input. But what is effectiveness? Effectiveness is you give to the customer whatever he wants in right time, right quantity. TPM is the process which brings the maintenance aspect of the organization under the spotlight. What I was telling, like mother takes care of her child. Similarly, in TPM, worker takes care of his machine. Machine speaks to him. Machine creates a dialogue with him. Machine says, I am becoming hot. Heat is increasing. Bearing is not working properly. It is gone. Scraping has to be done. Oiling has to be done. Servicing has to be done. Vibration is increasing. So many things machine speaks to the worker. Like the child cries and speaks, tries to speak or converse with his mother. And then worker takes care of the machine. If he is, whatever he is able to do, he does it. If when he is not able to do, he gives an order to the maintenance and sees that maintenance people come and repair the machine. But he is the person who takes care of the machine. He is the caretaker of the machine. That is the total productive maintenance. So maintenance aspect of the organization, although maintenance was regarded as a non-profit activity, earlier we were considering that maintenance is a non-profit activity. It's a non-value added activity. That we were considering, it was wrong. TPM puts a brake on it. With the emphasis on TPM, downtime for maintenance has become an integral part of the manufacturing or production process itself. Now, the maintenance events are properly scheduled and executed with organized plans. Preventive maintenance. I make a schedule of preventive maintenance. For example, one machine is running in all the three shifts 24 hours, 7 days. Then 3 months are over or 2 months are over, decided time is over, machine is religiously stopped. Even if the production is very urgent, machine is religiously stopped, oiling is done, worn out spare parts are replaced, everything is properly serviced and machine is put in, machine is assembled and put in service. That is the preventive maintenance. One of the aspects of total productive maintenance. We must take care of the machine. Otherwise, machine will not take care of us. One of my boss has told in the earlier stage of my career that he says, you take care of machines, machines will take care of you. You take care of people, people will take care of you. But people will not take care of you or machines will not take care of you if you don't care for them. That was the mantra given by my earlier boss to me when I was a very young child that time. Now, the maintenance events are properly scheduled and executed with organized plans. By practicing TPM, the organizations can avoid unexpected interruptions and lean production. What it says? That there should be very good flow without any interruption, without any diversions and without any downtime. And avoid unscheduled maintenance downtime. Definition and objective of TPM. What is the definition? Total productive maintenance is a system of maintaining and improving the integrity of production and quality systems through machines, maintenance of machines, equipment, processes, and employees, involvement of employees. Earlier I have said, the world-class manufacturing will happen only if people are involved that add business value to the organization. the Japan Institute of Plant Maintenance, JIPM, approach to TPM. The JIPM definition is T is total, P is productive, and M is maintenance. What is total? Must involve all employees at all levels of the organization. Not only manufacturing people, but purchasing people also. Stores people also. Marketing people also. Even watchmen and sweepers also. Total. Productive, effective utilization of all resources. Productive. And maintenance, keeping the man, machine, material system in optimum condition. One of the main objectives of TPM is to increase the productivity of plant and equipment with a modest investment in maintenance. Because lean production speaks about modest investment. By investing, for example, equipment maintenance, equipment losses can be prevented. Because what we have said, we don't want losses. Our losses should be zero. And losses due to machine breakdowns should be zero. Zero breakdowns is our motto. Zero breakdowns. There are six preventable losses. Earlier in one of the chapters I have said that I don't want any loss. All the six preventable losses must be zero. And now I will tell you which are those six preventable losses. One is breakdown. Breakdown losses caused by equipment. Why? Because equipment is not taken care of. Equipment is not treated like a mother takes care of her child. So, losses will happen, production loss will happen, breakdown losses caused by the equipment. Two, setup and adjustment losses. What we have discussed earlier, single minute exchange of die. Setup time has to happen while the machine is running. Minor stoppage losses, speed losses. Equipment is not in proper order. So we have to run the machine in low speed, lower speed. And so the production which is supposed to be 1000 per shift happens only 750 per shift. Because I am forced to run the machine in lower speed. Why? Because equipment is not properly taken care of. Quality defect and rework losses. Why? Because equipment is not properly taken care of. The quality doesn't happen. The machine capability is poor. Because machine has plays. Machine has lot of problems. So, machine capability is poor. When machine capability is poor, the only result is bad quality. More scrap, more rework. That will be the result. So, yield losses. What is yield? That I supply 25 parts to the customer and customer finds only 20 parts okay. 20 out of 25, that is 20 divided by 25 is the yield percentage. Very, very poor yield. Because customer finds only 20 parts okay out of 25 parts supplied to him. Or if I produce 25 parts and when I check, I find only 20 okay. That is the yield. Very poor yield. Why it happens? Because of the machine breakdowns or machine not properly taken care of. Six preventable losses. Breakdown losses, setup losses, minor stoppage losses, speed losses, quality defect and rework and yield losses. The first two losses affect the availability of a piece of equipment. What is availability? Availability is actual time run divided by the total time. The third and fourth losses affect equipment efficiency and the fifth loss results in reduced quality from output. The primary goals of TPM are zero breakdowns and zero defects. Zero defect speaks about quality and zero breakdown speak about flow. TPM philosophy. What was our old attitude? That I will run the machine, let the maintenance look after the maintenance. Maintenance department looks after the machine. I will only run the machine. I don't have to do anything other than running the machine. Oiling the machine, somebody else has to do. Breakdown happens, somebody else has to repair. That was the earlier attitude. I operate, you fix. I fix, you design. I design, you operate. The designers were telling that I will only design. Operation, you do. Somebody was fixing, somebody else was designing. Somebody else was operating, somebody else was fixing. There was no coordination. There was no teamwork earlier. Workers were only operating and operating. Once it is breakdown, somebody else has to fix that. Now, we all are responsible for our equipment. We are all caretakers. We are all janitors. Machine breakdown is the joint responsibility of all of us. That is the attitude now. The new attitude is, we are all responsible for our equipment, not somebody else. I don't point out my finger to somebody else. I say, it is my responsibility that the machine should be taken care of. The first principle feature of TPM, total effectiveness or profitable preventive maintenance. The second feature, total maintenance system, it establishes a maintenance plan for the equipment's entire lifespan and includes maintenance prevention, maintenance free design. That means we design the machine, I procure the machine so beautifully well that it doesn't create breakdowns at all. It's a reliable machine. Machine is designed to be reliable. That is early caretaking of the machine. Before the machine arrives in my factory, it is designed so well that it creates very less breakdowns. Reliability, very, very less breakdowns will happen. Zero breakdown will happen. The machine is designed itself with lot of factor of safety so that the afterwards breakdowns will become zero, which is pursued during the equipment design stages. The last feature, autonomous maintenance by operators. What is autonomous? Worker who is operating the machine himself is responsible for the maintenance. Whatever he is able to do, he should do. But whatever others have to do, he will get them done or get it done from them. And he will see that machine is taken care of by his own efforts. That is important thing. Small group activities is unique to TPM. Workers themselves will take care. They have similar to quality circles, small group activities. They will themselves give the order to the maintenance and get it done from them. But they will not sit idle only because machine has become breakdown and wait for things to happen. They will get it done. And that is the beauty of that TPM. What are the 9 essentials of TPM? Self-maintained workplace. Workers or operators will take care of the machine. Autonomous maintenance by the people who operate the machine. They will not only run the machine, they will see that machine is taken care of by maintenance people, by the tryout people, everything they will coordinate. But they will see that the machine is taken care of. If the machine becomes breakdown, they will not sit idle or they will not wait till the things happen. But they will see that the other people will come and repair the machine or take care of the machine. Second, elimination of the six big losses. Which are 6 big losses. I have said earlier, I will go to that slide. Breakdown losses, setup and adjustment losses, minor stoppage losses, speed losses, that means low speed, quality defect and rework losses, and yield losses. These losses must be made zero. Zero breakdowns, zero defects, optimal life and availability of tools. Self-improvement, short production development time. New product development time has to be as short as possible by mapping the various processes like engineering, marketing, production, and so on, and low machine life cost. Productivity in indirect departments like stores and zero accidents. These are the essentials of TPM. What are the pillars of TPM? The 8 pillars of TPM are mostly focused on proactive and preventative techniques for improving equipment reliability, equipment effectiveness, overall equipment effectiveness. I will explain these one by one. The first is focused improvement. Focused improvement, it provides structured team-based approach to eliminate identified losses in process. That is the first pillar. Autonomous maintenance. I have discussed already that workers and operators who operate the machine have to take care of the machine. It follows a structured approach to increase the skill levels of personnel so that they can understand, manage to eliminate minor equipment stops. They are able to oil the machine. They are able to see what is the machine talking to them. Planned maintenance, that is what I was telling about preventive maintenance. It aims to achieve zero breakdowns. It follows a structured approach to establish a management system that extends the equipment reliability. Reliability means the number of breakdowns within a time span. There should be very less breakdown within the time span. Training and education. It ensures that staff are trained in the skills identified as essential both for their personal development and for the successful deployment of TPM. They are to be trained. Early management. What is early management? See that the machine is designed properly so that in future there are no breakdowns. It implements the new products and processes with vertical ramp up and minimized development lead time. Early management, there are two parts at the early management. For early equipment management, the goal is to introduce a loss and defect free process. And early product management aims to shorten development lead times. Quality maintenance. We have to maintain the quality by self-inspection, pokayoke, and we should not allow the defective parts to go to the customer. Understanding and controlling the process between manpower, material, machines and methods. The key is to prevent defects from being produced in the first place rather than installing rigorous inspection systems. We should not have dependence on inspection. As Dr. Deming was telling, we should control the quality ourselves. Office TPM. It concentrates on all areas that provide administrative and support from functions. The pillar applies to the key TPM principles in eliminating waste and losses from these departments. The pillar ensures that all processes support the optimization of manufacturing processes. Then safety, health and environment. SHE. What is safety? Freedom from all such things which create harm, which create hazards, which create accidents. And what is safety? Safety is freedom from unacceptable risk. So in the organization, if you have TPM, it will generate safety. What is health? Health is prevention of illness. Everywhere we talk about prevention. Prevention is better than cure. That is health. And environment, we have to see that the environment is not damaged because of the emission of poisonous gases, combustible things. It implements a methodology to drive towards the achievement of zero accidents. It is important to note that this is not just safety related, but covers zero accident, zero overburden, and zero pollution, because we have to see that the environmental pollution is as low as possible. Key element for for success, planning and scheduling. Typical job planned on the run. So much time. If it is professionally planned, look, the time becomes very less. Because planning activity is coordinated together and work activity is coordinated together. So, the total time is reduced. Measuring effectiveness. What is effectiveness? A tool for measuring and evaluating effectiveness of TPM can be found is overall equipment effectiveness. What I was talking. And what is OEE? What is OEE? Measuring the effectiveness of TPM is a crucial activity, and I will now tell you how to measure OEE. OEE is availability, that means no breakdowns, so 100% availability of the machine. Availability multiplied by performance multiplied by quality. What is availability? Availability is actual operating time divided by planned production time. Planned production time is, let us say, 8 hours in a shift. Actual operating time is only 6 hours. Why? Because 2 hours was machine downtime. So, 6 divided by 8 is availability. If zero breakdowns are there, then availability is 100%. Because planned production time is 8 hours, and actual operating time also is 8 hours. So, 100% availability. We must aim at 100% availability of the machine by reducing the breakdowns to zero by proper TPM. So, availability into performance. I will tell you performance after some time. But now I will tell you about quality. What is quality? Good output divided by total output. Total output was 100, and in that good output was 98, because two parts were scrapped. It is the yield and that is the quality. Good output divided by total output. Total output is the total output produced. Good output refers to the total number of good products produced. So, OE is availability into quality into performance. What is performance? Performance takes into account speed loss. The machine has to run at the rate of 8 seconds cycle time. The cycle time is 8 seconds. That means every 8 seconds one part comes out. That is the required performance. But since the machine is not in order, we cannot run the machine so fast. So, we have to run the machine at the cycle time of 15 seconds, slowly. One part comes out after 15 seconds instead of 8 seconds. This is the loss, because instead of getting one part after 8 seconds, I get the part delayed by 7 seconds, every part. This is because my machine is not in order. So, that is the performance. Takes into account the speed loss, which includes all factors that cause production to operate at less than the maximum possible speed or minimum possible cycle time. So, what is the overall equipment effectiveness, availability into performance, that is speed, and into quality? If availability is 100%, if performance is 100%, that means speed is 8 seconds, as I said, or whatever is required by engineering. And if quality is 100%, yield is 100%, then effective, the equipment is supposed to be 100% effective. And how we can achieve this? By very good TPM, so 100% availability, zero breakdown. How we can achieve that? Quality. If the machine is in proper order, proper shape, my quality will be 100% okay. Machine capacity, machine capability, both things will be okay. Machine capability, if it is 1.33, it will give me 100% okay parts. And then if the speed is okay. It speaks about the machine condition. That means machine condition is okay, quality yield is okay, and availability is okay. That means equipment, overall effectiveness of the equipment is very good, and that can be achieved because of TPM. And OEE score of 100% is perfect production. Perfect production can be achieved by TPM. That will result in zero defects, zero wastage, excellent flow. And TPM is the answer for that. And the result of TPM is OEE, 100%. We have to achieve that. We have to achieve that. Then only just in time is possible. All this what I have been telling, just in time, is possible only if these things happen actually. And they are practiced as a day-to-day life. And OEE score of 60%, first of all, 85% is world class for manufacturers. And OEE score of 60% is fairly typical. And OEE score of 40% is not uncommon for manufacturers without TPM. If you don't have TPM, if you don't know what is TPM, then OEE will be only 40%. If you have TPM, maybe your OEE will be 60%. 85% is world class. Okay, when I say 100%, okay, it is not practicable. But if it is 85% also, I say you are world class. World class manufacturing is possible if your OEE is 85%, at least 85%. Plants must assess all plant equipment, production, critical systems, critical testing equipment, etc., and assign it on appropriate TPM category based on its criticality to your operation. All machines in the factory are not equally important. There are some machines very, very, very critical. Some machines moderately critical. Some machines not at all critical. So we have to categorize. So category number one is critical plant equipment. What is critical? Does this equipment shut down an entire key plant value stream or the entire plant? There is one machine. There is one machine so critical that if it stops, the entire plant comes to a halt. Entire production comes to a halt. I have seen such bottleneck machines. 1 minute breakdown is not affordable. Very, very critical. Entire plant depends on this. Is this critical equipment with no backup capabilities? Is this equipment capacity constrained? Bottleneck. Is this operation the bottleneck in the value stream? Is this equipment critical from a supply customer risk perspective? Does this equipment have a significant impact on other strategic imperatives, that is profitability, customer satisfaction? If answer to all these questions is yes, then this machine or this equipment comes in category number one. I will again explain. Does this equipment shut down affect the entire value stream? Is this critical equipment with no backup capabilities? That means if it stops, there is no other machine which will take care of this. Is this equipment capacity constrained? Is this equipment bottleneck? Is this equipment critical from a supply customer risk perspective? Because if this machine doesn't work because of a breakdown, customer becomes unhappy. And that is the biggest problem for me. Does this equipment have a significant impact on other strategic imperatives like profitability? Then this is category number one, very, very critical machine. Then category 1A, some of the machines in category 1 are, these will be the pilot equipment strategically selected as most important to the plant, where TPM efforts will initially be focused. All the TPM efforts, whatever your core competence, has to be concentrated on this 1A category of machine. Because this single machine or group of machines will direct you where you will stand in just in time. they will decide your effectiveness. So, one A category machines are category 1 machines only, selected category 1 machines. Category 2 machines are key equipment, critical equipment with some backup capabilities, may shut down portion of key value stream, non-capacity constraint, so little bit less critical. And category 3, non-critical equipment. This includes all non-critical equipment because we have a lot of capacity, a lot of backups, non-critical equipment, auxiliary equipment. Today, with increasing competition and tough markets, TPM may decide the success or failure of the company. As I said earlier, take care of the machine. Otherwise, it will speak about your success or failure in the organization. Customer will decide where you are, whether you are failure or a success. That will depend on TPM. How successful your TPM is. TPM may decide the success or failure of the company. TPM has been a proven program for many years. And organizations, especially into manufacturing, can adopt this methodology without any risk. Take care of your machines. Machine will take care of you. Take care of your machines. Customer will take care of you. Like that, we have to think. Employees and upper management should be educated in TPM by the time it is rolled out. The organization should have long-term objectives for TPM. Majority of the world's first-class manufacturing companies, world-class manufacturing companies, follow TPM as an integrated practice. Everything what I have been talking since chapter number 1 decides whether you are world-class manufacturer or not. TPM is very important link in that chain. Ford, Harley, Davidson and Dana Corporation are just a few to mention. Many Indian companies have started using this technique and have been benefited. TPM. All these first-class corporate citizens have reported high rates of productivity enhancement. Naturally, if equipment effectiveness is 100% OEE, the result is only one, and that is success, high rates of productivity, enhancements after implementing TPM. As baseline, almost all the companies who have adopted TPM have reported productivity enhancement close to 50%, increase in productivity by 50%. Thank you.